did Tom do with practice today in terms of everything okay with him throwing wise?
Say that again?
Tom Savage, dude, was he throwing okay?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. He had a good day today.
Just more banged up, like bruised kind of thing?
What do you mean?
He was on the report for the first time.
Oh, he was? Yeah, nah. I think he's all right. He's good. Just try to, you know, really lead the offense, get the ball in the end zone, Sarah. Quarterback's judged on two things. How many times he gets his team in the end zone and wins. That's basically how it's judged.
Bill, last week you were like, you wanted the team to kind of let it rip in that game. So I think the line that you used, you're kind of looking for more of the same. You'd like to have the real quick start. Something.
We need to get off to a good start, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, we can't, you know, get off to a slow start like we did last week. That's not good. Defense did a good job keeping us in the game last week, 9-7 at halftime. But turnovers killed us, and we can't do that. You know, you can't do that in any NFL game. So need to try to get off to a good start.
How do you think Tom in the offense has been at pushing past the previous drive, forgetting about whatever happened on the previous drive?
Probably not very good, Wex. I mean, seeing as though we only have 14 points in two games, so – probably an obvious answer to that question.
Bill, I asked Sean yesterday if he's ever been in his experience, not necessarily in with this particular team, but just in the past. Has he ever seen players that are much better in practice than when they come in the game? I asked Sean that yesterday, and he said, sure, but he couldn't think of a particular example. But have you seen players that are better in practice that when they get in the game, it's just different, they seem like a different player?
Oh, yeah, throughout, I mean, 20-plus years of coaching, no doubt about it. I mean, you know, some guys can – be in a practice and read a card and go out there and run the route or block it or play the coverage the way it's supposed to be played and look like world beaters, but that's not the way the game's played. That's always the case, you know, in coaching. There's always, you know, that's why, you know, it's a really great question because, you know, really you could stand up here all day and talk about it. That's why one of the major things you look for when you're evaluating a player, whether it's the draft or free agency or, you know, whatever it is you're trying to look for instincts. You know, is the player an instinctive player? Because the game never really goes exactly the way – practice is scripted for the most part, and the games are unscripted. And so the most instinctive, most talented players are the best players on game day. Yeah, yeah, no, it's a big part of evaluating a player, and you know you have to watch the tape and you know you have to make that evaluation on your own. You know, is this guy an instinctive player? You know, like for instance, when you watch Deshaun Watson at Clemson, like it was clear that this guy was a very instinctive player. You know, it was obvious. You know, when you watched, let's just say Lamar Miller, when we were looking at free agent running backs back then. You could tell he was very instinctive running back, you know, and Clowney, very instinctive player, you know, and you could go down the list. And so, you know, those are usually your best players. So in some cases, they're very talented and they have that combination of instincts and talent. And sometimes, you know, look, they may not be the guy that runs, you know, 4-2 and maybe they're 4-4, 4-5 guy, but they're very, very instinctive. So they play the game at a high rate of speed, and because they're so smart about how the game's being played, if that makes sense to you guys.
Bill, Sean said Tom, you know, even though it's a fourth year in the system, he's still relatively a young player.
Who?
Tom.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry.
Relatively a young player in terms of game reps, et cetera. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had a ton of experience, but, you know, it's time. It's time. Time to get going.